All of the candidates are making last-minute campaign tweaks before the voting begins next month. So what to do? Fire the campaign manager? Get a new ad guru? Roll out more celebrities? Humorist Mo Rocca had another thought. Find an herbalist. So Mo went to the Integral Yoga Natural Apothecary, located, you might guess this, in New York City's Greenwich Village. Mo met Sarah Fisher and asked her to help him help the presidential contenders, beginning with former Senator Fred Thompson. Some critics have called Thompson lethargic.
First, I would recommend him waking up in the morning and burning sage and cedar incense.
Oh, that's great. So
keeps your mind focused, keeps your feet on the ground, promotes a state of well-being.
Some people think he's been actually too much like a cedar tree, but you think that actually the tree can help him.
Sometimes like treats like.
I want to talk also about what some perceive as a lack of desire to win on his part. I mean, he's put forth detailed proposals, but the fire in the belly, how can that register more, that want?
Imagining colors, actually, in the body, like red is the color of fire and desire and passion, and lighting a candle. It would be great to light a cedarwood and sage candle, for example, which has grounding elements.
Now, this is really important on the stump when he's delivering speeches or when he's at a debate. Would you suggest burning incense and a candle maybe at a debate, just right next to his podium?
I think that would be a wonderful idea, as well as, you know, imagining the color red ignited within his core, because the color red is the ignition of passion.
One of the raps on John McCain is that he's hot-tempered. Is there any kind of sound that John McCain should be listening to, or anything he should be smelling?
We have a peace and calming oil here, which would be great to calm the nerves.
Joe Biden, on the Democratic side, has a similar issue. He seems impatient. He seems, if he gets a question that he doesn't like, it's clear that he's uncomfortable with it. Anything for patience?
L-theanine. It's the part of the green tea plant that actually makes you feel calm after you take in the caffeine. So this is really good for people that tend to fly off the handle really quickly and don't have a grasp on where they're at.
Okay. It's hard to pinpoint the problem of some candidates who aren't breaking through. Duncan Hunter on the Republican side, Chris Dodd on the Democrat side. They just don't seem to be registering with voters. How can they get noticed? Okay. And what just happened? Something happened.
That is a Zen chime, which creates a tone to let people know that you're around.
So during a debate, if he's not getting airtime.
Subtle but sweet.
All this stuff is really about loving yourself more. So I wonder if it's a healthier thing for all of us if our president has a healthy self-love.
Anybody that is in power should come from a place of love.
So the candidate that you're really backing is love.
Correct.
Love 08. I like that. I want to run for office.
I'll hook you up.
That's herbalist Sarah Fisher in Manhattan giving our contributor, comedian Mo Rocca, some apothecary advice for the presidential candidates.